Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. To drill or not to drill? That is the question, as in drilling for oil in the Arctic Ocean. The question seemed settled last month after President Obama gave Shell the go-ahead to park an oil rig off Alaska's northwest coast this summer. But Shell's road to the Arctic runs through Seattle because the city's port is a key staging area for the drilling expedition. And many of the region's residents and leading politicians are determined to try and block it. That's made Seattle the latest outpost in the growing global battle over fossil fuel extraction. Bellamy Palethorpe of station KPLU has our story.
The chants have been ringing out across Seattle's Elliott Bay. Waterborne kayaktivists protesting against Shell's newest drilling rig on its way to the Arctic. Shell's gigantic rig, the Polar Pioneer, has been parked in the port of Seattle since mid-May. Those opposing it say pretty much everything about it is offensive, from its sheer size, blocking views of Puget Sound, to the climate change impacts it symbolizes, to the threat of a disastrous accident. Kayaker Eric Ross helped organize a three-day action called the Paddle in Seattle, echoing the battle in Seattle when protesters took on global trade negotiators here back in 1999. Ross trained hundreds of paddlers on how to safely form flotillas and unfurl banners around Shell's rig.
And the rig is huge, but so is our movement.
Their grievances are wide-ranging. Grad student Michael Anthony Moynihan says the impacts of climate change are already clear.
We're looking at desertification, we're looking at excessive droughts, we don't even have any snow up on our mountains this year. Where are we going to get our water from?
Ann Rolfe's concern is with marine pollution. She came all the way from New Orleans with a warning about the legacy of BP's Gulf of Mexico disaster 5 years ago.
Our shrimp populations are devastated. Our oysters have never bounced back. The dolphins have never bounced back. And so I understand what big oil means to a region. It means devastation, and I don't want that to happen in the Arctic.
Neither do regional leaders, from Washington Governor Jay Inslee to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, who pulled Shell's permit before the rig arrived. But the city's port commission appealed that decision, and Shell's fleet came anyway. The company says the warm weather window for safe operations in Alaska's Chukchi Sea is too short to wait, and that its ships need service from Seattle's skilled workforce to ensure safe operations. Shell officials declined to speak on tape for this story. The company acknowledges there are climate risks from fossil fuels, and its online videos tout its commitment to efficiency, renewables, and other new technologies.
We're working with partners to deliver more energy.
But the company also says global demand for energy is booming and that oil and natural gas are less polluting than coal. And it says it can drill in the Arctic safely.
From Shell, helping meet the world's growing energy needs in a responsible way.
For their part, port officials argue that Seattle has always been a gateway to extractive industries in Alaska, from fish to gold, timber, and petroleum. And this is pretty much a done deal, says Gail McCormick with the local boatmen's union.
President Obama has already signed the drill leases. It's going to happen anyway.
So McCormick says Seattle needs to get its piece of the pie in the form of hundreds of jobs. And he says Seattle workers know the territory and can help keep operations safer than anyone else.
I understand the people that don't want this to happen. But rather than put this in the hands of unprofessionals, let's do it the right way.
It's an argument that resonates beyond the docks of Seattle. David Victor, who teaches international law and regulation at UC San Diego, says the Arctic is one of the last frontiers of oil and gas development.
We have as a nation a very strong interest in having that happen in our waters with tight regulation and not pushing it into other jurisdictions where it'll be less well regulated, but we might still be harmed if there's a large spill in the Arctic.
That may be part of President Obama's calculus in giving Shell the go-ahead after the administration imposed strict safety measures. But others say Obama's approval seems schizophrenic because he's taking tough stances against climate pollution on other fronts. Eric Bieber, who teaches environmental law at UC Berkeley, says the administration could have pulled the plug on Shell.
The law does not require them to lease if they don't want to lease. So why are they leasing? They're leasing because of the politics.
But Bieber says those politics could change if protesters keep up the pressure on Shell over the summer and beyond. And the protesters say they will, that the fight over Arctic drilling is as big and significant as the years-long fight over the Keystone XL pipeline. Many here say it's bigger than any particular operation. It's part of a growing global keep-it-in-the-ground movement aimed at all fossil fuels. And many say they'll use whatever means are available to disrupt Shell's plans. For The World, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.